Hello, darling. It came to my attention that you were getting tired of getting yourself off lately. It's always the same thing. You sit there, slide a hand into your panties, and after a bit of rubbing around, you come. But that's not enough anymore, right? You would like to change things a little bit. Maybe you want to hear someone say what you should do. No, you need someone to tell you what to do. Well, this is perfect, because this is exactly what I'm here for. To give you directions that you will follow in order to improve the quality of your orgasm. So sit down, relax, and let my voice take you away and guide you to a new, more exciting way of pleasing your lovely self. The first thing I want you to do is promise me that you will do as I say. Come on, say it, I'm waiting. Good girl. Now you are going to think a bit about the last thing you watched that really turned you on. I know that even though you try to appear as a sweet, innocent girl to the outside world, there are some things that you can't help but be irresistibly aroused by. Find that thing, whether it's a short clip, a whole movie, a particular scene, or even just a picture. Your naughty brain already knows where to look, I bet. I'll give you a moment to find it. And while you do that, I'll start explaining how things are gonna go. You might have thought that you were going to touch yourself right away, but this is not going to happen. Did you find it? Fine. I want you to let it play and repeat in front of you. With the sound on, if there is some, of course. Just really get into what you are seeing. But remember to put headphones, because this isn't something that I want to hear. What I want to hear are only the sounds that you will be making. The way you will moan and groan and breathe really hard as you are reaching a delicious climax with the help of my voice. But first, it might rather be the frustration of still not being able to touch yourself that I'll hear. Because I'm sure you are getting more and more turned on by now, with my voice softly talking into your ear about all the pleasures you will feel, with your guilty pleasure playing in front of you, reminding you of all those times you spent in front of it, playing with yourself. You can feel something in your stomach, a little feeling growing and descending between your thighs, and a little smile forming on the corner of your lips, because even though you want to be told to touch yourself, you also like to be denied the very same thing. This is how it starts, and why it will feel better. The waiting. The teasing. You can touch yourself, but wait, only above your waist. You can move your hand up your stomach, towards your heart that should be beating a little faster now, and slide the other hand in your hair at the same time. Imagine it's my hand running through them, my hand moving them away from your ear to whisper all those things to you. Can you feel me? The palm of my hand cradling the back of your head. The warmth of my breath going over your ear and down your neck. Can you feel the effects all those things have on you? Things must be getting really hot a little lower. And I hope more humid too. Now, to make things better, or worse, depending on how you see it, you'll remove everything you have above the waist, and really start to play with your breasts. Run your fingers around them, cup them in your hands, then your fingers will go down from your neck between them, and go back up to finally stroke your nipples. Focus on them a little bit. Roll them around between your fingers. Tug on them. Harder. Just a bit more hard. And stop. Okay, it's time to stop being mean now. Do you think you earned the right to get to the main course? Are you wet enough? Good. Then get rid of everything else you are still wearing, and let's get serious. That's it. I'll let you remove those things just a little bit longer. Place your hand on your stomach again, but this time you'll go down, slowly, over your mound. And as you are reaching the top of your pussy, that should now be aching to be touched, spread your fingers to go on each side of it. Move down as far as you can, until your clit is resting snugly just between your fingers, and go back up. Do that a few times. Let's say 3 or 4. With your other hand, go much lower and rub your taint once. So, are your fingers wet yet? Or should we keep going like this longer? Oh, you want me to stop teasing you? Are you sure? It seems it's having some pretty good results until now. Show me then. I'm listening. Okay, I'm going to allow you to really touch yourself now. Take your index and your middle finger and slide them all the way down your pussy, pressing a little bit to get them all nice and wet. Do it again. And one more time. Ah, that's it. And now start rubbing slow circular motions on your clit. Don't press too hard for now. We are getting started. You can do whatever you want with your other hand, except fingering yourself. This is still off limits. But your breasts, your thighs, your neck, your ass, go crazy. Press a little harder now, and slide them all the way down once in a while to stay as slick as possible, pressing just a tad more when you are at the entrance of the furnace between your legs, without actually entering. Your other hand should get ready now. Place it just over the clit and try to pull on the hood so it's fully exposed now. I bet by now it must be red hot and so big. It feels great, right? Do you want to go a little faster? Then we'll go a little faster. Make sure your two fingers are covered in your juices for what's about to come. They are? Good girl. Now, when I tell you to, I want your free hand to move down to your clit, and your coated fingers should plunge deep into your drenched pussy and start fingering yourself like you mean it. Ready? 3, 2, 1, now. This is great, isn't it? I bet you squealed harder for me when they went in. Oh, remember, you are not allowed to come yet. And slow down. Oh, did I forget to mention that? Such a shame. If you do come before I tell you to, we'll have to start all over again. After a 10-minute break. We wouldn't want that, right? Then I want you to rub your clit faster, and to finger yourself harder until I reach zero. Remember, no coming until I tell you to. When I reach zero, you can slow down. Let's start with an easy one. Harder now in 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Slower now. That's it, catch your breath. Deep breath. That's it. Let the pleasure build up even more inside you. The result will only be better. I hope you can control yourself, because the next one will be longer. Ready? And fuck yourself harder for me now for 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, and slower. Don't actually stop everything. You can rest your wrist a little bit if you want. But keep rubbing. Do you want to come now? Do you need to come for me? Beg for it. I want to hear how much you want it. I want to hear in your voice how badly your cunt needs to be touched and fucked so you can finally come like the naughty girl you are. Oh my god, you are so sexy when you beg like that, your crotch leaking for the incoming orgasm. That's it. There will be one last countdown. And when I reach come, no zero this time, I want you to release everything, all that pent-up pleasure, and come as hard as you can for me, baby. Scream if you want to, but this better be a glorious orgasm, because I don't want my time to be wasted. Understood? At 3, 2, 1, come, you fucking drench wherever you are. And when I start counting, you'll also go as hard as you'd like, as fast as you'd like with your hands. Ready? Remember everything that I told you. And then here we go. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Come for me, baby. That's it. That's it. Come for me. I want to hear you explode all over your hands, all over your thighs. Tell me how good it is, yes. I want you to squirt for me, baby. Ah, oh, that's it. Let it all flow through your body, all the way to your head and down to your toes. Ah, isn't it glorious? See? Wasn't it better than usual? I promised you it would be, and I like to keep my promises. Now, you should rest a little bit. I forgot to tell you, you would do this twice. More.